Blog Talk Radio.
That you like doing, and you know it's a sin, and you like doing it, but you got to give it up. So I want you sheep to turn with me to the book of Revelation, chapter 12, and let's see, verse 9. I'm going to find it. And I want you sheep to know this, and those of you who are not sheep, I want you all to know this. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called, that's right, he was cast out. Where was he cast to? He was cast to earth. And Satan, which deceived the whole world. See, the earth is nothing but a whole bunch of lies down here. I have told you all, sheep, before, and those who are listening, that in 1492, Christopher Columbus did not land in America. He died. He did not set foot in America. That's what my teacher told me years ago. And I said, what? You mean him? He didn't set foot in Florida? And he said, that's what's wrong with your American teachers. And then he said, I'm going to leave it alone. Oh, I was shocked. I'm telling you what I know. I'm not all that smart, but I'm telling you what I know and passing it along to you because other people have gone on to become teachers and whatnot, and they have not told you. And since I have the opportunity to tell you, sheep, and whoever is listening, that Christopher Columbus did not land in America, it's a great lie. What did I tell you? which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And that's why I was so shocked when the lady said what she said about the lady that worked with former President Obama. I was just too through. And I had begun to think that I think they are, because she is so cruel and insensitive to me. I just said, she is not right. And I would not forgive her. She needs to ask God to forgive her. And I don't want her to make me lose my chance to get in heaven, because I don't want to forgive her for being rude, for saying what she had said. She has asked for forgiveness, but she can't get it from me. You know, I probably look worse than the president's former secretary, but whoever she was, I know that she was working with me. Introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Friday evening to you all. And of course, this is the start of the Sabbath to me, because the Sabbath starts in the evening and goes on to the next day. And it starts like Friday evening, and this is Friday evening, and the Sabbath won't end until Saturday evening. So we are in the new day. Remember commandments, where our Father tells us to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it, what? You're right. You're supposed to keep it holy. You see, by learning from me, I am so happy. That makes my day. Look, I want you all, you can find it. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I don't have a real Bible. I can only buy what I think is close to the real thing, and it's the King James Version. You all are to remember the Sabbath and keep it. Remember, you're supposed to keep it holy and rest. I want you sheep to have your four P's, well, your three P's ready. They are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case I may say something and you want to reference it later. You can jot it down. Remember, I, Sandra Harris, I choose our Heavenly Father. I choose that's in heaven. I don't choose Satan. I really do not. And let me just tell you, Satan has a lot of nerves. You should learn the different names of certain Satan. I dreamt about him one time, and I said, "Who are you?" And he said, "Lucifer." And I said, I was shocked. And his voice was nice and all that thing. And I just said, I stomped my feet and said, "Get out." I woke up. "Get out of my bedroom." And he disappeared. He is alive and well, because he's still visiting people. I don't know why he wants to visit me, but I ask my Father in heaven over me to keep Satan away. I don't know what he would want from me, and I don't want to know. I thank our Father for keeping Satan's attacks from me, even though I skip them just about every day. Father in heaven, thank you, thank you, thank you. Despite all of the unwarranted attacks against me and the harsh feelings that come against me daily, seems like, because I do not follow Satan. I follow you, Heavenly Father. Always welcome to my program. You and Jesus or Yeshua, the both of you are welcome to my program. I follow. Yeshua told me to be his sheep. And that's what I'm trying to do. Thank you, Father, for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, my hometown. Thank you for blessing us with good health, even though you allowed me to have a stroke in 2016. But I'm working. I'm trying to come back. I'm doing well. At least that's what the fella at the library told me 2 days ago. Because I move slow. Even though I move slow, I'm doing better. I'm doing better than a lot of people. Some people may think I never had one, but I did. I was down for a few minutes, but you got me up, Heavenly Father. Father, I want to thank you in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, for your protection and all the things that you do for me. I want you, sheep, to turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter. I have read on the different program chapters. I read as many chapters as I possibly can because I think that our Father is coming back to get us. I don't know when, but I just have that feeling. And I am to read to you, sheep, as much as I can, and so that you will know what I know. I learned something new that I want to share with you, sheep, too. I learned that I was looking at this program on TV for about 15 minutes, and they just cut them off. They cut them off, period. They said that a driver's license are in all caps. I said, what? I went and looked at my driver's license, and it is in all capital letters. And I don't want it in all capital letters. I want it the big S and the rest of my name and the big H and the rest of my name, the capital H. But it's there. It's all caps. And I am going to ask for another license because I didn't want it in all caps. What they said that Rome, we are traded on the stock market as slaves. And they cut it off so quickly, I didn't have a chance to sit down and really listen to that, what was told me. And I believe it is true. I looked it up, and they said to, if I can't remember now, let me see. They told us to look up. I forgot. I'm trying to remember. Our Heavenly Father will restore my remembrance. Sometimes he does. Like, yes, he does. Senate Bill, write this down. I want you, sheep, to write down Senate Bill S-510. I also want you to look up public citizens born with all capital letters. Look, because I will be doing that too. I don't want to tell you anything that is not right. I want you to know as much as I know. So I have read, last week I read up to chapter 39 of Genesis, and today I am to start on chapter 40. If you will, see, turn to Genesis chapter 40, and I will start reading for your hearing verse 1 until I read the whole chapter for your hearing. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And the Pharaoh was angry, was wroth, W-R-O-T-H, and that's another word for angry, against the two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And bound is another word for constrained. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them. He served them, and they continued for a season in ward. For a season is a length of time, you know, like summer, winter, and fall. That's a certain time of season. It's usually 3 months. So they were in the ward for about 3 months. Verse 5, and they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, and the beggar of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, wherefore ye so sadly today? And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretation belong to God? Tell me, I pray you. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches, and it was though it budded. I just heard something that made me go off for a minute, but that's okay. Our Heavenly Father knows what's going on. And he and her bud, her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters therefore brought forth ripe grapes. And Joseph's and Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, the grapes, and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup. And I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee and you unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when thou was his butler. But thanks on me when it shall be well with thee, that means you, and show kindness unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. And here also, have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon? Verse 16, when the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also, and behold, I had 3 white baskets on my head, and in the uppermost basket there was of all manner of baked meat for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof. The 3 baskets are 3 days. Where yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, from off of you, thee means you, and shall hang thee, that means you again, on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee, from off you. And it came to pass the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday. What day was it? You're right, Steve. You're so smart. You're listening, too. It was his birthday that he made a feast upon all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler. Was it the baker or the butler? You're so smart again. It was the butler whose head was lifted off and hung on the tree, and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup unto Pharaoh, him. But he hanged the chief baker. They're wrong a few minutes ago. See, it's the baker's who lay it was lifted off and hung on the tree. And Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Turn to many pages, Steve. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. And that is the reading of chapter 40. Now, see, 41. I want you to remember this about chapter 40, that the butler and the baker were put in prison where Joseph was, and Joseph interpreted their dreams. One was good and the other was considered bad. The baker's head was lifted off, and the butler got his job. What I want you to remember, the dreams were interpreted. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 41. And it came to pass, I'm reading verse 1, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river, and behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine. Kine is a cow, and fat fleshed, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill favor and lean flesh, and stood by the other cline upon the bank of the river. And the ill cline, let me read chapter verse 4 again. And the ill favored and lean flesh cline did eat up the seven well favored and fat cline. So Pharaoh woke. When he had a dream, he woke up. The skinny cows, or the malnourished looking cows, ate the fat cows, and he wanted to know what his dream meant. Verse 5, then he slept and dreamed the second time, and behold, 7 ears of corn came up on one stalk, rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears and blasted. That means sunburned corns. East wind sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured, that is, they ate the 7 rank and full-eared ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt. And Pharaoh told them his dream. But they were none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my fault this day. Pharaoh was wroth, that means angry, with his servant, and put me in the yard, in the captain of the God's house, both me and the dream, a dream, in one night. I and he, we dreamed, each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young, young Hebrew servant, another God. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream, he did interpret. And it came to pass as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily, that means quickly or fast, out of the dungeon. He saved himself and changed his raiment charmed his clothes, and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream and interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood on the bank of the river, and beheld, there came upon out of the river 7 kinds of cows, fat flesh and well favored, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them. That is, seven other cows came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean blessed, as I never saw in all the land of Egypt, for boldness, for badness. And the lean and the ill-favored kinds of cows did eat up the first seven fat cows or kinds. And when they had eaten them up, it would not be known that they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored, as at the beginning. So I woke, and I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears came up in one stalk, full and good. And behold, seven ears weighed, thin and blasted. They were scorched. Blasted means scorched, with the east wind sprung up after them. And the thin ears devoured the seven good ears. And I told this unto the musicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream is verse 25. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what is he about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and ill-favored cows or kine that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven empty ears blasted or scorched with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. So see, I want you to know that our Father in heaven has given the king a dream about seven good years, and then there's going to be 7 years of famine that follows. Verse 28. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showed unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And you know, famine is the lack of food. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following. For it shall be very grievous, and that means severe or painful. The dream was double unto Pharaoh twice. Excuse me, see, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet, that is thoughtful and cautious, or sensitive or intelligent, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seventh plenteous years, and let him gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand in the cities, and that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the good, verse 37, and the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, find such a one that this is a man in whom the Spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee or showed you all this, there is none so discreet and wise. Remember, discreet is thoughtful, cautious, and intelligent. There is none discreet and wise as you are. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy world shall my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you or thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him vestures of fine linen. That is, he clothed him with fine clothes and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot, which he had. And I was looking at the time, and they cried before him, bow the knees. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zephaniah, and he gave him to wife Asenta, the daughter of Porter, Pharaoh, priest of On. And Joseph went in the land, and Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before the Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn and as the sand of the sea, very much until he left, remembering it for without number, 49 again, for your hearing. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much until he left remembering, for it was without number. And Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came. And Asenta, the daughter of Potiphar, Pharaoh, priest of On, bore unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, said, he has made me forget my toil and my father's house. And the name of the second called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. In the 7 years of plenteous in the land of Egypt were ended, and the 7 years of dark began to come, according to Joseph had said. And the dark was in all the land, but all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, I'm going to stop at verse 55. I'll finish it up. Let me circle that so I'll know. I'll finish it up next Saturday. On Tuesday, as much as I can, hopefully I will read chapters 42 and 43 in your hearing. I'm going to have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for watching over us, for protecting us and keeping the evil one away from us. The evil one, he and his those that followed him to the earth. In Yeshua's name, Abednego and Jesus, thank you for watching over us. As in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, if it's God's will, if it's Yeshua's will, or Yahweh's will, I will be back. Remember, see, God loves you, and so do I. And I need to tell you what I have learned and I want you to know. But first, I want you to know what the Bible has said. I will tell you that I have learned that Rome is still over America. And I said, how could that be? That is because the Romans captured England for over 100 years. And then they had to go back because they were being attacked by the Visigoths. And I think the Visigoths, although they haven't, no one has told me, the Visigoths probably took the treasures that was taken from Jerusalem, from Rome. So that is our lesson today, chapter 40 and 41. I will pick up 41, verse 55.
Father,
and to the caller that called me last week, if you're listening,
help your
children. I didn't answer your call because
don't let them fall.
By the side, but that's okay.
Of the road,
you did come. played in the program.
To love one another,
and
heaven might
find
a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He loves forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. 'Cause He Patience.